Hello, my name is Fiona Moore, and I'm here today with a friend and colleague, Julie Stiles. Julie is doing something really interesting right now. She's the inspiration behind a new podcast called Autoimmune Adventures, which as the title suggests, inspires, motivates, and informs people who are living with autoimmune disorders. And I think this is a really valuable and much needed resource. And so I'm excited to have Julie here to find out more about the podcast and the intention behind it. Let me first, though, introduce Julie a little bit more fully. Julie Stiles is a health and transformation coach and a theta healing practitioner. She is a graduate of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and she has an MA in Consciousness Studies from the John F. Kennedy University. And she's on a mission to help people change at the most fundamental level by the way they change their view of illness and health. So, Julie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Fiona. Thanks for that warm welcome. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Me too. So first of all, Julie, I'd like to sort of begin at the beginning and ask you, can you explain for our listeners, just in, you know, simple to understand language, what is autoimmune disease?
Yeah, that's a good question. It certainly isn't something that's very, you know, widely known about. So yeah, in the simplest terms, you know, the immune system is really the body's way to protect itself internally. You know, it's designed to recognize when something is foreign to the self, you know, like a virus or a bacteria. I mean, we all know about colds, and you get a virus and the immune system then mounts this defense against, you know, these entities when it recognizes something as not belonging in, you know, inside the body. So in autoimmune disease, you know, the cells of the immune system kind of think that some part of the body is foreign and they mount a defense against those cells. So it results in inflammation and, you know, sometimes damage to whatever part of the body it is that it's kind of doing, you know, mistaking in that way. So it's sort of the, you know, it's like the immune system failing at what it needs for health. You know, there's obviously this ability to differentiate kind of foreign, you know, material from the natural part of the body, which we're all, you know, the immune system learns that early, like how to tell what's self and what isn't self. But it's a failure. The autoimmune disease is a failure of that ability to differentiate. And the other way it kind of fails is that, you know, the immune system, in order to be healthy, needs to have a balance between different types of cells. You know, in particular, there's the cells that sort of turn on the immune system response, and then there's cells that kind of help turn it off. And in an autoimmune disease, you know, all of this balance, all of those balances are kind of off. You know, it's like what, you know, it's turned on too much, basically. So it's the body, it's, in essence, it's really the body attacking itself. And, you know, since there's over 100 recognized autoimmune diseases now, which is growing, because I used to see, you know, 80 recognized autoimmune diseases, and now they're saying over 100. So there's really any number of different areas of the body that, you know, the immune system can kind of, you know, make this mistake about and decide that this isn't actually a part of this body. You know, so some of the most common ones are the thyroid, you know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis and Graves' disease are both autoimmune diseases that affect the thyroid gland. You know, and there's multiple sclerosis, which is an autoimmune disease of the nervous system, where the immune system is attacking the myelin sheath, which is the insulation that covers the nerves. You know, and celiac disease is autoimmune, so the immune system is attacking the small intestine. And, you know, psoriasis and vitiligo are skin autoimmune diseases. So, you know, it's pretty much any area of the body. And there's even some autoimmune disorders that are more systemic, like lupus. It's one of the more common autoimmune disorders. And, you know, in that disease, you know, inflammation is much more widespread and it can affect many different parts of the body.
Mm. Wow. So it's pretty wide ranging. It can be both specific in its expression, but also very wide ranging in the body.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely can. I mean, lupus really affects a lot of different systems in the body, and it's why, you know, people with lupus tend to be fairly sick in certain ways. So, but yes, there's also, in like the disease that I have, which is alopecia areata, it just affects the hair follicles. So the immune system attacks the hair follicles and causes hair to fall out and then not grow back. So, you know, it's a very specific autoimmune disease.
Now, when we had a brief conversation a few weeks back, you were talking about how autoimmune conditions are different from other forms of disease.
They're sort of, you know, I would say there's ways that they're different and that there's ways that they're kind of the same, you know. So, you know, what's kind of the same about them is that inflammation is talked about a lot these days. You know, it's like inflammation is sort of this underlying mechanism to a lot of chronic disease, even heart disease, even sometimes cancer is talked about. And this is where it's sort of similar, I think, because it's, you know, obviously that's what autoimmune disorders are, is inflammation in the body. So, and then another thing that I think is really similar about them is like there's these underlying causes for a lot of chronic illnesses that are, I think, also true for autoimmune disease. You know, it's like our diet. What are we eating? How much, you know, all the toxic overload that we have in our world these days, all the chemicals that we're exposed to all the time, you know, and having toxic overload in the liver. And then just our lifestyle of stress and everything. So, you know, I think those are some of the ways that, you know, it isn't any different. But then the ways that it is different is, it's really about what's going on in the body. I mean, as I said, it's, you know, it's really when the immune system is attacking itself, attacking cells of the body, you know, it kind of in the absence of anything else going on. It's like it's the imbalance where the immune system is kind of in a sense being really overactive, you know, whereas cancer, for example, is, you know, the cells kind of growing out of control and the immune system failing to stop that overgrowth. So, you know, that's one of the ways that it's different. And, you know, the other thing that I feel like is really different about autoimmunity is kind of less about really what's happening in the body and more about just the way we think about it and the awareness of it. So, you know, if you look at something like, I guess just take cancer since I just mentioned it, you know, cancer is really, it's like recognized as a whole category of disease. You know, it's understood, it's studied as cancer. And, you know, if you get cancer, you're sent to an oncologist, a cancer doctor, you know, somebody who specializes in treating cancer. And autoimmunity is totally not seen this way. It's like, even though it really is a class of disease, it's just not recognized, even in the medical profession, as a class of disease. So if you have an autoimmune disease, it's like, you're going to be sent to the specialist for the part of the body that's affected. You know, so I was sent to a dermatologist because mine had to do with hair. You know, if you have multiple sclerosis, you're going to be sent to a neurologist. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you're going to be sent to a rheumatologist. It's like, you're just sent to the specialist for that area, which may not sound important, but, you know, that specialist knows about that part of the body, but they're not a specialist in autoimmunity, which is really what's going on in the body. So, and it's kind of amazing to me because I've been running across some statistics lately about this where, you know, cancer affects about 12 million people or so, you know, a year. Whereas depending on who you ask, anywhere from like 23 to 50 million people have autoimmune diseases. And, you know, these are chronic illnesses. So this translates into pretty big implications for kind of, you know, both the amount spent on medical care in terms of dollars and just people's quality of life. And yet it's like $6 billion are spent on cancer research. And there's only maybe between 5 and 6 million spent on research for autoimmunity. So there's far less, you know, money being spent. And yet anywhere from 2 to 4 times as many people have an autoimmune illness. And, you know, and everybody knows cancer, you know, everybody just kind of knows that term cancer, even though all cancers have sort of their scientific name. And everybody just says, oh yeah, they have cancer, but it's like there was a study recently that said that 80% of Americans can't name a single autoimmune disease. And yet 1 in 5 people in the U.S. have an autoimmune disease. It's like how, like something's off here, you know, it's like I throw these out just because it's like I find this really kind of dumbfounding. There's such a discrepancy between the number of people affected by this and then the awareness and attention and kind of resources that are really being put towards, you know, looking at this.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And so what that suggests to me is that hasn't been a body of knowledge developed to look at autoimmune disorder specifically, then somebody with presenting symptoms could walk into the traditional medical setting, for instance, and be sent to this person and this person and this person and this person, all the specialists to do with different parts of the body. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's stressful enough to have a single diagnosis, yes, but to to go to potentially 3, 4, 5 different specialists, I can only imagine that is almost impossible.
It is, and it's sad in a lot of ways, really, because it's absolutely true. And I saw another figure that said that on average, it takes somebody with an autoimmune disorder 4 years to get diagnosed. And I think it was maybe 5 doctors or something. I don't remember the exact figure, but I mean, it was scary. I mean, it's like, you think about that, you know, you're sick, you're not feeling well, and you go to doctor after doctor, and it takes 4 years to get a diagnosis. And that actually assumes that it's a correct diagnosis. So I've also talked to people who, like, you know, one of the guests on my podcast actually talked about her experience where she was actually diagnosed with Lyme disease and was given horrendous drugs, you know, for that, that ended up putting her in the hospital with severe hepatitis. And, you know, and then she was finding other doctors who said, you know, we don't think that's what it is. And so then she's got to figure out this choice between, okay, do I believe the doctors that are telling me if I go off the Lyme medicine, I'm going to die, versus the doctors who tell me that if I stay on the Lyme medicine, I'm going to die? You know, and it's like that's what people with autoimmune diseases often face, is that kind of situation in the current medical, the way, you know, healthcare deals with autoimmunity right now. And it's horrible.
Yes, and of course, on the psychological, emotional level, that simply brings fear into the picture. And that is a whole other factor in feeling unwell. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about your approach, which you use the term, again, when we chatted a few weeks ago, which is a functional medicine approach, as opposed to traditional clinical treatment approach to autoimmune disorder or disease. Mm-hmm. Can you say what is the difference between the two approaches?
Yeah, I can. There's a few things I can say about that. And I also do want to just clarify that I'm not a doctor. You know, I'm a health coach. So I don't, you know, I'm not, and I haven't kind of officially studied functional medicine in some sort of way. So I'm not like an expert in that. What I know about functional medicine is just, you know, what I've learned through health coaching and what I've read and just from my own personal experience. It's like, it's the approach that I want as a patient. So I'll just start by saying that. So, but in terms of the difference, you know, it's funny because I recently read an article online that gave this analogy that I think I'll start with because it's just so perfect. So it's the analogy of a car. So let's say that your engine light comes on in your car and you take it into your mechanic and the mechanic says, well, why don't you just keep driving it? And when smoke starts pouring out from under the hood, then we'll check things over and, you know, figure it out and fix whatever's wrong. I mean, if that happened, like, you'd probably fire your mechanic, right? I mean, and yet that's kind of the approach of conventional medicine. It's like, you know, in your car, the engine light is like an early warning sign. I mean, hopefully it doesn't go off when actually something goes wrong, but, you know, it's an early warning sign. And so in the body, we also get kind of early warning signs. And sometimes, you know, that might be a symptom or not feeling well, or sometimes it might just be in the form of certain tests. Like there's a test that they use that's really non-specific. It's called an anti-nuclear antibody test, a lab, you know, blood test, lab test. And, you know, I got this, you know, test when I was diagnosed, and it's basically just looking at, you know, do you have any antibodies in your system that are attaching to your own cells? And it's really non-specific. So it's just sort of this general marker of whether there's anything autoimmune going on in your system. And so, you know, if that test comes back positive, that can be an early warning sign. And yet conventional medicine it doesn't always act on these, you know, like we were saying. It's like the tendency, at least with autoimmunity, seems to be kind of this, oh, let's just wait and see until this sort of overwhelming amount of evidence in order to make a diagnosis. And, you know, in fact, one of my guests on the podcast actually talked about her experience of this because she has multiple sclerosis. And she, you know, the first doctor she went to took an MRI and said, oh, your brain looks like a 90-year-old person's brain. But, oh, it's not really conclusive. And then she went to another doctor and that doctor said, well, let's just wait and see. And, you know, they were unwilling to really take any action or make a firm diagnosis. And it wasn't until she'd been dealing with it for 18 months and finally went to a third neurologist, you know, that was finally willing to actually give her a diagnosis and treat her. So it's just that kind of, oh, you've got the engine light on, but, oh, we'll just wait and see what happens down the road. Whereas, you know, functional medicine, you know, instead of doing that, it says, let's deal with this now so we don't get smoke pouring out from under the hood in the first place. So just logically, to me, it's like, it just makes more sense, you know, to be looking at things from the functional medicine perspective. And so what it's really doing in saying that is it's looking at the body from more of a systemic perspective. You know, it's instead of dealing with the surface, you know, or the symptom, it's looking at the underlying causes for what's happening, and it's trying to treat those. Because, you know, of course, we all know this, right? If you only deal with the symptom and not the cause, then, you know, you're going to just cover over, and maybe you'll even get rid of the symptom, but it's just going to pop up somewhere else because you haven't, you know, you haven't dealt with what's really going on in the body. There's a quote that I'm not going to remember exactly, but one of the fathers of the functional medicine approach kind of likened it to sitting on a tack. You know, if you sit on a tack, which approach is really going to solve the problem? Do you treat the pain with aspirin or do you remove the tack? You know, and that's what it is. So functional medicine is really looking at the tack. It's like, what's really going on here? What's the underlying cause? And conventional approach is more like treating the surface and saying, oh, okay, so the immune system is overactive, so let's just give immune suppressants, which is pretty much what a lot of the drugs that are given to people with autoimmune disease are, just immune suppressants. Right. They just suppress the activity of the immune system. So, And, you know, the other thing I'd say, too, about the difference, you know, with integrative and functional approach is just, you know, I think it really tends to look more from the perspective of health. You know, whereas the conventional approach, it seems to me, really looks from the perspective of disease. It's like, we really, you know, we have a disease care system in this country. It's not a healthcare system, you know, because if it was truly healthcare, like, it would look really, really different than it does. I mean, just the whole system would look different. And, you know, the functional approach and the integrative approach is really to say, you know, let's look at the whole, like, there's a whole human being standing here in front of me. You know, it's not, there's a mind here, there's a spirit here. It's not just a collection of body parts, which is kind of the conventional approach. It's like, oh, you come in and it's like the body part is the only thing that's present in the room, rather than this whole human being that has, you know, a lot more going on than just a body.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like I should say, like, I'm not actually against conventional medicine. I mean, I know it can kind of come across that way. You know, I really do think it has its place. But, you know, it's just this idea that when you have a systemic illness, which most chronic illnesses, you know, obviously including autoimmune disorders, are systemic. They're the immune system. Then, you know, the conventional approach just has these really significant limitations in both kind of the paradigm that it's coming from and the approach that it takes. So, you know, like I said, just for me as a patient, you know, from my own personal standpoint, as well as just, you know, logically, like, the functional or integrative approach is just, it's always the approach I'm going to seek out because it just makes more sense. It, like, it combines the good parts of conventional medicine, but it brings in this different understanding of what health and illness is and who we are as human beings. So it's like it's trying to put the human being really back into, you know, medicine.
I love that. It's putting the human being back into medicine. So this sort of points to the need for some education, not only around autoimmune disorders, but also about the approach to take for healing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what's been your personal experience and inspiration for your podcast? Let's start talking about, you know, how you're bringing your passion out into the world a little. And how did the inspiration come to you?
That's a good question. I mean, the inspiration kind of hit me a few months ago. It's obviously it's a longer story. So, you know, part of it's my own history of, you know, illness and health and illness, I'd say, which is that I've actually been living with chronic illness most of my life, because I was diagnosed with asthma when I was a year and a half old, which, you know, asthma isn't some research does suggest it might have an autoimmune component, but generally it isn't recognized as an autoimmune disorder. But, you know, it is an overactive immune system, you know, reaction. It's like the immune system is overreacting in the lungs and the bronchial airways. So, you know, I was diagnosed with that really early in my life. And, and then I was about 13 or so years ago was when I was diagnosed with the autoimmune disorder. So, so there's been a lot for me, like throughout my life, even before the autoimmune disorder, of just, you know, really looking at, you know, what is the approach of medical care and what are alternative ways to look at it. And so I've kind of been on that path for really most of my life. And, and then I got diagnosed with the autoimmune disorder, which was really difficult for me because I had this feeling of, you know, kind of betrayal with my body. It was like, wait a minute, why do I have this? Like I've already been living with a chronic illness. I know all this stuff. Like, why am I getting this other disorder? And so there's been this whole journey then with the autoimmune, which I have to say, you know, my whole experience of diagnosis with autoimmune was actually really super easy compared to what we've been talking about with what most people experience. So I feel really lucky about that, but in term, it's, you know, my, and especially because my autoimmune disorder is actually far more difficult psychologically than it is, physically. Though I've certainly had a number of physical challenges with it too. It's the journey for me with mine has been very much about, you know, shifting my relationship with my body in a lot of ways. And, you know, after I got diagnosed, I actually ended up going back to school to, you know, get my master's in consciousness studies. And in that process, I was really looking at my research was all on the transformation of consciousness, which is, you know, the way I see it, it's really about, you know, how do we grow, essentially, the easiest way to say it. How do we grow? How do we, you know, really shift our worldview and belief systems in a way that we become more whole as a being? And when you look at the word to heal, like the etymology of the word heal is actually to make whole. So I started to see in all of this work that I was doing that these two areas really come together. It's like when you're trying to heal, you're trying to make whole. When you're, you know, working with transformation of consciousness, you're making yourself whole. So it's like these are really the same process I started to see. I started to see how they really come together, and that kind of, you know, broaden my perspective a little bit on just, you know, what the healing process is. To like, you know, it's like if you have an autoimmune disorder, you tend to be really focused on your body because, you know, you don't feel well and, you know, there's doctors telling you should do this or you should do that and, you know, take this medication or whatever. And what I started to realize is it's like, there's healing the body, yes, and of course I want to heal the body, but it's really part of a much bigger process of healing ourself, like healing the whole self, like I said, bringing the whole human back into the picture. And so that's kind of been a little bit of my journey. And then, you know, in terms of my work as a health coach, you know, I went through the health coaching program a few years ago. And as I, you know, look at what do I really have and want to contribute to the world? And it's really this kind of idea of this shift with how we really see illness. Cause I mean, like I said, with my own, you know, autoimmune disorder, it's like, you know, I saw it as something wrong, something bad. And yet when you see it through this other lens of, oh, healing is really about, you know, growing in wholeness, you know, in all of you, it's like that totally shifts the picture. It's like illness doesn't have to be this thing that's bad and wrong. It can be this path to, that's just pointing you towards, you know, how you can become more you, really. And I mean, you know, how much better does it get than that, you know, to really be you, to really find out who you are, you know, as a being. And so that's really what it's, you know, started to turn into. And that's kind of been the inspiration really for the podcast, is to be able to, you know, to kind of bring that out into the world. And I'm not the only person, you know, talking about this or thinking this. I mean, that's, you know, why I'm finding so many awesome people to, you know, interview on my podcast, because, you know, this really is a perspective that I think is, it's time for it to come out more into the world and to really begin to shift how people, you know, how people view their body, how people view medicine, how people view healthcare, and how they just view, you know, themselves as sort of an evolving being who's really contributing to, you know, really the evolution of consciousness on this planet. I mean, it's not just about the individual. It's about how can we really, you know, contribute to, you know, the growth of consciousness.
Yeah. I'm just loving, I love this trajectory that you've been on. You know, I love that point where you said, you know, illness is not wrong, but it's pointing towards a path to be more you. This is so much the paradigm shift, and it's so exciting. If we think of all the resources that have been poured into conventional medicine, and I'm like you, I think there are aspects to conventional medicine that are always going to be helpful, like mending broken bones and so on.
Yes.
But if we look at all the time, money, resources poured into the conventional medical approach, and we were to divert that into looking at illness as the path that points towards becoming more whole and conscious, I just get so, and which I feel we are starting to shift towards. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly exciting.
It is. And it's, you know, I sort of see it as, it, you know, there's one model out there that I know of that's the integral model, which comes from Ken Wilber and integral theory. You know, and that's really the model that I kind of gravitate towards when I start thinking in this way, because it's, and there are people actually doing work on this in the medical field. I don't know too much about that. I'm going to be looking more into it for my podcast, but it's, you know, it's because it's the model that basically says, you know, anything that you're looking at, look at it from as many different perspectives as you can, and include as many different aspects of human experience as you can. And so when you think about that, like, think about that as a medical approach, it's like, oh yeah, you know, you think about autoimmune disease, and it's like, to have an autoimmune disease, like integral center for autoimmune disease, where it's like, yeah, you've got the medical doctors, but you've, and then you've got, you know, some conventional or some alternative, you know, maybe chiropractors and acupuncturists, you know, but then you've also got people who are dealing with the person's internal experience of having an autoimmune disease. And you're dealing with people who are dealing with the insurance aspects of it, the social, you know, the social system aspects of autoimmune disorders. And then you've got people who are dealing with kind of the belief aspect of, you know, what's going on in the body and what your beliefs are and what the beliefs are in the culture as a whole, and how our culture actually has an autoimmune disorder in certain ways. And, you know, you think about a center that's really bringing all these different pieces together and treating all of those. And it's like, then that's healing. Like, to me, that's healing, not what conventional medicine does.
Right. And this points to your podcast, because I see your podcast as a kind of gathering place where these conversations can be had. And you're inviting people into this conversation.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be covering, what you have covered and will be covering in the podcast?
Sure. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a ton of ideas. Fiona, how long do you have? No. So the things, you know, I just started the podcast about a month ago, about a month ago. So far we've covered, you know, I've had a number of guests on. We've covered, a few of them have been people with, you know, just women who have autoimmune diseases. And I do want to say too that, you know, just to throw it in here so that people know, like 75% of people with autoimmune diseases are women, which is really shocking. But, so I've had two women on who have autoimmune diseases who we just talked about their experience. And, you know, that to me is really valuable, because it's like, you know, I really want to get this idea across that we're all experts, you know, that we all have we all have expertise and we all have something to share and to give each other about what we know. So, so that's why I had, you know, those two people on. I've also had another one of my guests is a health coach who has had her own pretty horrendous experience with autoimmune disorders and healing from them. And that's definitely a theme of the podcast, is that you can heal, you know, cause that's definitely not it's not a perspective that conventional medicine takes. It's like, if you go into a doctor, pretty much what you're going to hear is, oh, this is, you know, incurable. You're going to have it forever. And your best option is to manage it. And that's not what these people are saying on my podcast who are coming on. It's like, no, they've healed from, and yes, they may still have a, you know, there may be a tendency towards it for their body and something to be aware of for the rest of their life, but they've healed from their illness. So there was that guest on, and then I've had a couple of guests who are talking, you know, really more about this kind of area that's the mind and the relationship with the self. So I've had an episode that's on internal conflict, because I really think, you know, you take the idea of, you know, the body is, you know, an autoimmune disorder is the body attacking itself. Then to me, if you're really looking at yourself as a whole being, then it can act as a metaphor. Whatever's happening in the body can be a metaphor. And, you know, there's no like blame shame in this. It's just a way, again, it's a reframing. It's a way of looking at it to see where else you have a place that you can affect your experience. So for me, when I look at, you know, so my body is attacking myself. So where am I attacking myself? Or the body's not recognizing a part of itself as itself. So where am I not recognizing, you know, myself? You know, it leads to all of these different questions where you can then have an impact, like I said, on your experience. So I had this internal conflict conversation because internal conflict is a way that we attack ourselves. It's a way that we are, you know, at war with ourselves. And so finding a way to really be able to work through that can be a part of, you know, a healing process. Also had an episode recently on self-compassion, and an episode on, that's actually a theta healing. We talked a lot about beliefs and the impact of beliefs on healing. And so there's those types of, you know, conversations. And then I'm also planning to do quite a bit around, like, I've actually got somebody I'm hoping who's going to come on who's an immunology professor. Because, you know, I do think it's important for us to know what's going on, like what's actually going on in the body, you know, and trying to do it from a really understandable place. Cause I'm not a biologist, and, you know, I'm not assuming anybody else on who's listening is going to be a biologist, but I do want, you know, I just think it's important for us to get a basic understanding of what's really going on in the body. You know, so there's, you know, and then there's a lot that's going to happen around diet, of course, cause, you know, there's all these places where, you know, and again, my idea is really to have people really take back their own power. Cause when you start going to medical care, and I totally found this when I was diagnosed, it's like you go into a doctor and they have more knowledge than you. So you feel like they have more power than you, and you have to kind of give yourself over. You know, my image sometimes is I'm going into the doctor and I'm just like handing myself over to the doctor. And I think there's something really dangerous about that, because, you know, yes, the doctor has this knowledge that you don't have. And yes, I think it's important to listen to that. And at the same time, you know, you keep your own power of, you know, and your own knowledge about yourself and your own power around what you can do every day, you know, every moment really to impact your own health and wellness. And that's what I want to, you know, that's kind of what I want to get across to people, is like every moment you have choices you can make to increase your own health and well-being that have nothing to do with what the doctor says. And, you know, diet is one of those key areas. And especially because a lot of autoimmune disorders have been really linked to leaky gut, you know, to digestive health. And so, you know, diet there'll be probably a number of, episodes that we're going to be looking at different, you know, different aspects of diet and how you can eat that to help heal. Yes. Especially since that's how a lot of people, you know, that I've talked to have actually healed themselves.
Wonderful. Ah, this is really good stuff.
Yeah. And sorry, can I just say another?
Yes.
Cause all of that is guest stuff. And then, you know, the stuff that I'm really wanting to bring to, like, I've done a really short episode on the call to adventure, which is really the beginning of transformation. And, you know, the podcast is called Autoimmune Adventures. And, you know, again, I'm just sort of seeing, you know, the idea that a diagnosis or, you know, an illness can be really this path, you know, and when you start on the path, it's the diagnosis is kind of getting this call to adventure, and really accepting it. And so there's, you know, a couple episodes on that. And then I'm really planning to do a whole series on just different aspects of the transformative journey, because, you know, when you can recognize that actually a descent to the underworld is a part and a really important part of the transformative journey and the purpose for it, it can make it so much easier, I think, to bring awareness and grace and just a sense of just, you know, knowing that what you're doing has a reason. There's a reason for it, and that you're going to come out the other side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm going to do some episodes on that and, you know, and just episodes on how we change. Cause when, you know, if you decide you're going to take back your power over, you know, your health and well-being, then, you know, you're going to be starting to make change. And that can be really hard if you don't know how to make change. You know, if you don't know how to create new habits or how to break old habits. And so, you know, things like that are things that I'm really interested in. I'm fascinated in just the process of change at all levels, not just the kind of big transformation type, but also, you know, just like, how do you create a new habit? How do you start exercising if you want to exercise and you haven't been able to? And so, you know, those are some of the other kind of more general topics that don't, you know, there's a lot that'll be specifically about autoimmune, but there's also a lot that'll just be more generally about these other topics that really impact how we see ourselves and how we see our disorder.
Fantastic. Plug me in. So, tell us how to access the podcast.
Yeah, so well, the podcast is available on iTunes, so, you know, that's one place. It's also actually available on Stitcher Radio, so if anybody's on Stitcher Radio.
What's that radio again?
Stitcher Radio.
Can you spell that?
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, iTunes, you can just go to the iTunes store and search on Autoimmune Adventures and you can find it that way.
Uh-huh.
And you can also go to the website, which is aiadventures.com. And, you know, all of the episodes are, you know, posted up there with show notes, and you can actually listen to episodes straight from the website as well. I do love subscribes and reviews on iTunes just because it helps, you know, kind of boost the standing so other people can find it more easily. But if it's easier for people, or if people aren't familiar with the whole podcast thing yet, you know, then you can certainly just go to AIAdventures.com and, you know, listen to episodes straight from the website.
Great. And is all this for free?
All podcasts are for free. So yes, it's
fantastic.
Absolutely all for free. It's a service to this community and just, you know, really wanting this shift to happen.
Ah, wonderful. So I've really, really enjoyed our conversation, Julie. And I hope that you listening can really feel Julie's heart here, that this is really, as you say, ending that with that saying, it's a service to the community. This millions and millions, and probably billions around the planet, who are the discovery of having autoimmune conditions. And there's so little knowledge in relation to the numbers of people who are experiencing autoimmune conditions. And just again, Julie, thank you particularly for just bringing in this pointing to this shift in paradigm, you know, that the illness is a pathway to transformation and wholeness. I really resonate with that, and so thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Fiona, and I've really enjoyed our conversation too, and I just really appreciate you and you know, your invitation for me to come here today.
You're so welcome.